Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on cloud nine and I got the damn munchies. Hoes on my line, want me to punch it. I'm smoking on it strong, never on no bum shit. Then the whip swinging and bump it. I make these hoes shake it and dump it. She rolling on that molly, so I told her come and suck it. I stole it from a butt nigga and dogged her in public. Only give her mixed up and boy, never loving. In a month, these hoes, I fuck about a dozen. If I ain't fuck yours, fucking city is up lucky. Bitches came with they hoes and they all playing pussy. Ring on ice, so these bitches stay looking. Told you, I'm a monster, all I want is to cook it. Boy, you had your shot, you should've fucking took it. Now I'm whipping in the kitchen, trying to smell what I'm cooking, bitch. What? Yeah, you know I'm dope. Smoking crazy, yeah, you know I'm dope. And we mobbing, yeah, you know I'm dope. Going crazy, yeah, you know I'm dope. And we gigging, yeah, you know I'm dope. Smoking crazy, yeah, you know I'm dope. And we mobbing, yeah, you know I'm dope. Going crazy, yeah, you know I'm dope.
And we are here. And you know I'm dope.
Hello.
And you know I'm
What's
dope.
With it?
It's the dopeness. And you know I'm dope.
Yep. Bwah, bwah. You already know.
Bwah, bwah. Welcome
bwah,
to another
bwah.
Episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. And we are live with the dopest independent artist in the world, Craig. It's your homeboy, Bwah, bwah. What's going on, bwah?
Not much, man. Just chilling, you know what I'm saying, in the trap, man. Just watching a little basketball, you know what I'm saying, 2K. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, staying go ahead and introduce
house,
yourself, fam. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
My name is Boy AT. I'm coming from Kansas City, Missouri. Born and raised. I'm 25 years of age, you know what I'm saying? Just been doing music. For about 2 years, I went to college, you know what I'm saying, all type of background. And, I'm definitely pursuing music a lot harder, you know what I mean, this year. Got a lot of stuff to put out.
Okay. Man, it's KC in the house. It's Kansas City in the house, man.
Killer City, man, but yeah, it's Kansas City. We like to call it Kansas City Killer.
So how did you get in the game, man? So two years ago, how did it happen, man? What inspired you to jump in and throw all your chips in the music game?
Man, it was just I'll say my brother. You know what I mean? My brother, he's an independent artist his whole life. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I'm the one that went to college doing a lot of producing of broadcasting production, and he makes beats, and he just definitely inspired me to do it. And I definitely want to be like the front to help hopefully put us all out there, you know what I mean? And just carry us all on, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Big Bro.
Yeah, shout out to Big Bro. Like, I just want to make Kansas City like Atlanta it is, you know what I mean? I want to social network with everybody, link up with everybody, and, support everybody so we can all have that, support and that rising of we all, unite for each other, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. As far as your style, of course you're a rapper. When I listen to you, I hear a lot of different artists in you, more of the, because you got some, the lyrics are like in your face, it's not just kind of like just regular bars. You kind of like telling people like just in like regular talk, like just like telling them what it is. How do you call it? Like, can you explain and describe your style to somebody who may have never heard Bwah before?
Okay, all right. I would definitely describe my style as more groovy, catchy, outgoing, more of a like party function type of vibe, like different slang. Like, I got my own little slang, how I say it, how I do it, you know what I'm saying? So I would say it's, like, unique, unique type of style.
Okay, when you say slang, let's teach your people a few, like at least one of the terms that we wouldn't normally hear unless we listen to you.
Like gabag. Gabag, we say like that's like a bag of weed, like some fire ass weed. Like you got some gabag, you got some gag.
Oh,
like, that's why
okay.
I got a song called Gabag. Like we blowing gabag. You know what I'm saying? We ain't smoking trees. We blowing gabag. You know what I mean? We blowing straight gabags.
So is that is
bugs.
That
ain't no gas?
Is that
you
just like a term that somebody would know within your circle or within in Kansas City is known on the street what that is?
I definitely created it myself. I've never heard nobody say it on the street or nothing. It was just like a term, just like in a funny way, like, you know, like, cause I smoke weed, you know? So when I ask people, like when my person, like you got some gab bag, you know what I mean? Gotta be some gab, you know what I mean? It was just me being funny and me just liking it. So me liking what I was saying, but people know what gas is, you know, people like, you got some gas, like people know what that means. So how I say like gab bag, I'm sure people understand what it is, you know what I'm saying? Especially when they see me and know me. Cause people in my circle, they know me and they know what I say and what I be saying and how I say it, what I mean by it.
All right.
You know
so we
mean?
Got this new single, man. The single, it is called Gab Bag.
Yeah.
So this, describe to the people like the concept of the song and actually how you even wrote it. Like if you can think back to how you actually came up with it and recorded it.
I actually just came up with the concept, like I said, you know, me smoking a lot of weed, you know what I mean? Like, I just came
you
up with a
right
term,
now.
You know what I mean? I'm smoking right now, you know what I'm saying? But for real, it's just me smoking a lot of weed, you know, just coming up with a different name in terms of, you know, things like, you know, I ain't trying to just name something weed, you know, so I'm trying to be more unique, make a different term for something, different meaning for something, you know. So me keep saying gab bag, like I said, my inner circle know what gab bag means, so I just made a song out of gab bag, like, I'm blowing gab bag, I'm blowing, you know what I mean, just
right.
trying to have something unique pop out, stand out, that's different, you know.
So when you got the beat, how did it form to like the song that you got right now? Were you in the studio when you started writing it? Did you just freestyle it in a booth, or did you just kind of put how did it work?
Oh, okay. Like basically I was already had to turn down the word gab bag down, so I was looking for a beat. You know, something, a nice beat that could go catchy with what my hook was at. So me scrolling through beats I purchased through people, you know, that was the beat that caught it. You know what I'm saying? I'm blowing gab back. It was like that beat right there was just like, yeah, I bought it. You know, it's mine. So I was like, I like this beat. I like, you know, the gab bag hook I'm trying to do on it. So I'm going to go with that. You know, from there, I laid that hook down. And then from the hook, I just did the verses. You know what I'm saying? Just kept with the flow. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you know
yeah.
what? No,
yeah.
Enough of the talk, man. Let's give the people a little sample of the single right now. Go ahead and introduce
Gab-Bag.
It, and then we're gonna come right back.
All right, hey, yep. This is my single right here, Boy AT, Boy AT, Gabag right here. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
Let's go.
Damn.
Yeah.
Boy, bitch.
Yeah,
gab bag,
damn,
nigga.
Gab bag,
god damn.
Yeah, no compete.
Nah.
The boy stay beast, stay weak and blowing loud.
Wow.
Home of Casey Royal Chief,
damn.
And I got two beats.
Freaking.
Trying to get it freaking.
Yeah.
They some students to the game and long dickers with all these niggas claiming that they trapping. Told them practice what they preaching.
Freak.
I'm seeking millies.
Seek
you suck the fucks out. Leech. Shoot a nigga in his pumpkin, make him fall. It's that season, niggas wildin', R.P. I'm killin' niggas for no reason.
No
Home of Killer City,
killin'
Liddy with the bad bitty. Yeah, she suckin' and fuckin' on camera, going, goddamn it. Bitch, the baby once a week, I pull up and bust a nut on her sheet. Before I piece, I grab her purse, cause this dick ain't free. Yeah, I mean, swervin', toastin' all the most. Wob, wob, blowin' gas, headed to the next stash. Yeah, I'm shinin' and I'm grindin' with my nigga Money Max. Always stacking, cause I'm rocking with a strap. Blowing gas. my schedule. I started from the bottom, stacked it up like Lego. Remember them times that I ain't have a dime. Hey yo, a nigga had to walk, I couldn't even catch the metro. Now my diamond shining, nigga looking hella special. Why on the grid, I got your bitch ready to go. Dime piece, I call her Leah, cause I always rock her boat. And she stays super soaked, and she let me dark her throat. Hey, and she love to blow the gap back, yeah. Yeah, bad bitch from the trap with a fat ass. Hey, met her on a snap, pulled up and blew her back. After that, she got attached, told the bitch to chill and relax. I'm blowing gas, blowing, bitch, I'm blowing gas, blowing, yeah, I'm blowing gas, bitch, blowing, always blowing gas, bitch, blowing, blowing, yeah.
Blowing gab bag.
I'm blowing.
We blowing gab bag.
Yeah.
Gab. We're going back.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have people all the way in London and Australia and in Chicago singing.
We blowing gab bag.
Gab bag.
I don't know. That's what we blowing. Straight gab bag, man. I'm telling you.
All right, so we are back on the Dopeness Interview Series. And I'm talking with Boy Boy, and we just played his song Gab Bag, the new single off the album From the Heart of KC.
Now, he has
one of the craziest videos out there for the single Gab Bag. If you could head over to YouTube, you'll see a parrot smoking a blunt.
Smoking a blunt, yeah.
Blowing that Gab
cop,
Bag.
The only cop. He blowing gab bag. You know what I mean? I'm telling you.
Oh,
Peacock, his name Peacock. He the only cock in the house. You know what I'm saying? Only cock. Bitches need cock. They got to go to Peacock, man. I made Peacock a character ever since I was in college. You know what I'm saying? I had Peacock.
Okay.
That's where I made Peacock. Yeah. And it's just, you know what I'm saying, a person I could go through and just be myself, be somebody else through. You know what I mean? Through all the funny shit and just even the experience I went through, I just put it through Peacock like he went through it. You know what I mean?
Right. I was going to ask you about that. So you got the character on the video. Walk us through like it looked like a very fun video shoot.
Oh, hell yeah. It was. The video shoot basically, like, you know, I I've been incorporating Peacock, you know, this character ever since, you know, college. So keeping it going, you know, because people blowing up off all type of videos and stuff on, you know, social media nowadays. But
right.
So, you know, I want to keep that going. And basically, Peacock, like I said, he's just a funny character that's just an asshole smoking hella gab bag, you know, always talking about fucking bitches, you know, cock, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And just how I say it, you know what I'm saying? Because I like acting, too. You know what I'm saying? I like acting, too. I like comedy. I'm a big fan of smiling and just, you know, that personality of just,
right,
you know, sense of humor. You know what I mean? So that's why I got Peacock in there, you know what I mean? To lighten things up, you know what I mean? So I could be some asshole, a funny asshole, through. You know what I mean?
Word, man. I mean, the vibe is real. On the song, on the video, you know, you head down to the liquor store. You know, it's basically a huge certified smoker's anthem. So definitely want to check that out. Blow some.
Yeah, man. Got to check it out, man.
Right.
I told you, we Kansas City, Missouri. You know what them Chiefs was doing. You know them Chiefs should have been to the Super Bowl. Come on now.
Man, Chicago should have went to the Super Bowl. I mean, both of them teams.
Oh, he said in Chicago. They missed that field goal, man. They missed the
goal. It was
man.
Rough. It was rough.
But
it
come
was
on,
rough,
you ain't going to give Pat Mahomes no respect?
That's
Pat
true.
Pat Mahomes, that guy.
That is true, sir. All right. So, Mac Dre the second.
Yeah,
I can hear
Mac
that.
Dre, big Mac Dre. Big Mac Dre fan. Big Mac Dre fan. Mac Dre's my idol.
Yeah.
It's my very the only dance I still do to this day is this dance. I swear to God.
Yeah, I can hear that, man. I can hear that. I can hear a lot of West Coast influence Like the song we played earlier, Dope, has a deep West Coast bounce to it. Gab Bag also. So I can definitely hear Mac Dre really influenced you.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I'm a big Mac Dre. I'm a big West Coast fan. Like all Mac Dre, all Thiz Entertainment, E-40. I respect
right.
that guy.
Right.
Tech N9ne, just all West Coast, man. J. Diggs, Yuck Mouth, Messy Marv. I was big fans of those. Big fans of them still today.
So the question is, the album is coming up. From the Heart of KC, is that out now, or when should we check for that?
Okay, yeah, From the Heart of Kansas City will be out March 1st. It'll be on all, you know, platforms, music platforms. iTunes, SoundCloud, DatPiff, YouTube, Spotify, all of it. And it's gonna be big, man. Y'all definitely got to go check that out, From the Heart of Kansas City, March 1st, the Friday, yep, first day of the month. It's going to be hot, man. It's going to be hot for sure.
There you have it. Will we hear more of that style, more of that same, that vibe that you put
out there
on these songs?
Oh, for sure. You're definitely going to hear a lot of more catchy beats, original creative beats, all mine. Definitely got that groove bounce to it. Like I said, just a good vibe and good lyrics as well, you know, just being me and my new style, you know. Not trying to beat nobody else or nothing, you know, I'm just me, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, that's why it's original. I think people are going to gravitate towards it.
Okay. So when somebody hears either the song or, you know, pick up your album off of Spotify, what exactly would you want them to take from it?
I would definitely want them to take from it that it's, like I said, original. I'm not trying to be nobody else. It's something like, it's just me, you know what I mean? Like, you can't compare me to, like I said, Mac Dre, because definitely that's who I idolize. But I guarantee you won't be nobody else in the field today. You get what I'm saying? So
no,
with that being said, like, it'll be unique, and hopefully I could bring back the Mac, you know what I mean? Because I still go dumb, man. I'm definitely a partier, man. That's all I do, party music and just good vibes, man.
There you have it, man. I really appreciate you coming and sharing your story, sharing the music, the whole nine. Before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor. I want to open up the floor for you to shout out whoever you want to shout out, you know, yell out your Instagram or your Twitter handle. And if you have an event or anything you got coming up, so just let us know and fill us in.
I would like to just tell everybody, you know, I would please, March 1st, be on the lookout for that album From the Heart of Kansas City, Boy AT. Please, go get it. Let me know what you think. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I don't care. I embrace all, you know, everything. So just let me know. And also, I want to just shout out to Kansas City. You know, I love that town. I love that place. I'm trying to make a way for us. Shout out to California, L.A., everywhere, man. Atlanta, Dallas. I'm definitely visiting those places soon. Florida, New York, Chicago, where, you know what I'm saying? This is about to be my first album. I'm putting out definitely more to come. So 2K19, I'm just going hard and strong, you know what I mean? Straight out the gate, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of substance of music to put out, so I'm putting it out right now with the first album. And right behind this first album, I'm going to actually put out something else, but... You know, it's just putting out pieces at a time. You know what I'm saying? So just let everybody know that I appreciate it. Y'all can go check that out March 1st. Hey, yeah. Let me know what's up, man. It's Bwah Bwah. You know what I mean?
Bwah Bwah AT. So you heard it here, man.
Bwah Bwah.
All right?
Yeah.
Gab Bag is out right now on SoundCloud, all across the platforms. The video is out on YouTube right now. Go and check that out. And prepare yourself. March the 1st, From the Heart of the KC.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't heard, man, it's some dope artists out there in Kansas City. The homeboy, Boy is trying to be at the forefront and to put it on the map as big as the other, you know, avenues, the other, you know, cities that are out there putting on huge we need to have this in every city because dope artists who are really, really grinding out there and in your market, you know, next door to you, you know, down the street from you.
Yeah.
So support their music, man. That's all I'm saying. On Instagram, make sure you hit them up, Boy Boy. Boy Boy?
Yeah, Boy Boy AT on Instagram. It's B-O-Y-B-O-I-I-A-T. B-O-Y-B-O-I-I-A-T. It's all together. Yeah, Boy Boy AT.
Yes, sir. And if you listen to this interview, you definitely have all of the links necessary to go ahead, follow, add, download, all that. All right? And until next time, it's another dope episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. Of course, I am Carl BFM Jones, your host. Until next time, man. And if you haven't already, went and followed us, it's at USA Blog Network all across social media. All right? Until next time, y'all. We out of here. All right, boy.
All right. Bye-bye.
One. Yeah. We out.
Yeah, why, bitch?
Damn, bitch.
Yeah.
Gab back, damn, nigga.
Gab back, goddamn. Yeah, no compete.
Nah.
The boy stay beast.
Wow.
Stay weak and blowing loud.
Wow.
Home of Casey Royal Chief.
Damn.
And I got two beats.
Freaking.
Trying to get it freaking.
Yeah.
They some students to the game and long dickers with all these niggas claiming that they trapping. Told them practice what they preaching.
Preach.
I'm seeking Millie.
Keep shot
the fucks out. Leech. Shoot a nigga in his pumpkin. Make him fall. It's that season.
Yeah.
Niggas wildin'. R.I.P. I'm killing niggas for no reason.
No
home of Killer City.
Killer
City with the bad beat.
Yeah,
she sucking. They fucking on camera.
Damn.
Going. Goddamn.
Damn.